I'm Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. We're going to start with a story that will sound familiar to so many people on the other side of the recession. Lots of us now have work histories filled with gaps. I have one. Bill Marshall does, too. It began last July when he was laid off from his job at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. Marshall spoke to us from his home in Devon, Pennsylvania. He says he's learned a lot from his gap, but he really hates one dreaded question.
What do you do? I have nothing to say to that. It feels, let me go down, because, well, it feels bad and isolating in a lot of ways, and I just don't feel like I'm as much of a part of everything, even if that everything is just complaining about work, getting to and from work, having to wake up early because of work, and getting paid too little for work. What do you do? You hope you can say you're starting your own venture or you're starting your own business. You're not going to say, I'm unemployed and living off my savings. Doesn't really impress people. I go to family gatherings and I don't really enjoy them because I always think everyone's talking about me behind my back. I always used to sneer when higher-ups at work would talk about how much like a family the organization I worked in was. But now that I'm not there anymore, I realize that it's sort of true, but it's kind of like a family in which everyone forgets about you if you move away. You do feel adrift. And in the first few weeks after my job ended, I'd tell people how I'd go a whole day without talking to anyone, and they'd say, wow. Sometimes when I do talk to people at grocery stores, I'd clear my throat before it, and I'll go home and I'll think about how I had a conversation, but then I realize that the only thing I said was, that's okay, I brought my own bag. Sometimes you spend more money when you're unemployed than you do when you're working. You have more time to buy things for your house, and you're sitting in your house or apartment all the time, and you see things that you think of replacing now that you're looking at them all day, like a throw rug or a new shower curtain. And you also forget the connection between your money and the work you did to get it, because you're not thinking about how that bad movie just cost you an hour's worth of work. It just cost you 15 bucks or whatever. Well, now money just has meaning because you need it, of course, but when it comes to actual cash, you just don't think about it. They're just sort of like these coupons you're giving people. And this is the first time I've been eligible for unemployment compensation, so I've been living on that. It's not a lot, but I have a lot of savings and nobody to support. I have managed to save enough money that I'm not yet desperate. The good things? I get plenty of sleep, which I know some people would put that in the bad column, but I do feel rested and healthy. There is age bias, whether people admit it or not. I don't want to train this guy if he's just going to get old and retire. What do you do? I have nothing to say to that.
That was Bill Marshall from Devon, Pennsylvania.